Morning Blend, a triple shot of Catholicism, conversation, and coffee. David and Brenda start your day with a fresh cup of joy and inspiration, whether it's through interviews, news, music, or prayer. It's all viewed through a Catholic lens. It's the Morning Blend on the bridge between your faith and everyday life. Mater Dei Radio.
Way to start a Tuesday morning, June 8th, 7 a.m. David and Brenda with you on The Morning Blend. We play that song because today is Best Friends Day.
So for a blasé Tuesday, you know, both of you and I came in and we're like, yeah, what's today? I don't know. What's the news? Best friends?
Yeah.
I had no idea. That is phenomenal day. This is great Tuesday now.
Yeah, I know it. That song just gets you up and ready to go. My best friend. You know who my best friend is?
I have an idea, and it's not me.
Well, you're a very good friend. No, it's my wife.
Absolutely.
That's my best friend.
And I would absolutely say the same thing for myself, that Scott was my best friend.
Yeah.
If there's anything going on in my life, places I want to see, experiences I want to have, that's the guy I want to do it with.
That's right.
And you know, the funny thing is, people to know, Scott and I, we were actually friends for 3-4 years before we actually dated.
Oh, that's cool.
We actually went to the same church.
Yeah.
And so we know each other. I really probably was, this is crazy, 13 or 14.
Ah, wow.
The first time I think I remember knowing who Scott was. Yeah. He was a couple years ahead of me. We were in youth group together, and I started the summer before my freshman year.
So you guys have known each other for a long time.
That's great.
That's cool.
So best friends. But when I think of best friends, too, though, I think of, all of the friends that I spend time with, that we have enjoyable things. And we had a trip for my 50th birthday. A group of my friends, they all came with us on celebrate my birthday.
Yeah.
And I remember telling everybody at dinner, there is nothing in my life that I have ever done that deserves such great friends.
Yeah.
You are all gifts of God.
That's exactly right. You just love to have friends, and it makes your life so much better. I think of all my friends over time, and you really are blessed. So if you have a best friend out there, now certainly if you have a spouse, your spouse certainly can say, hey, that's my best friend, but then you have other friends as well. Like, I've got my sports friends. You know, these are my football buddies. These are the guys that I've been going to games with for years, you know, and those guys, you just love them because you've got that common bond. In this case, in sports. And, you know, I'm always texting with them about different games. And if I'm not seeing them, and of course, the pandemic's made things a little more difficult to go to sporting events and things. But you're texting them and talking with them. So if you have a best friend or any friend, you know, maybe shoot them a text today.
Oh, I think that is a great idea. And David, you bring up a good point, too. While I look at Scott as being, you know, the person that I'm going to spend the rest of my life with him. I know that. But I love the times that I get to spend with my girlfriends, and we go do the girl kinds of stuff.
Sure, there's different things there. Yeah,
you should have that. Now, do you find that you had a large group of, you know, friendships, or do you have a small group of deep friendships?
Kind of both.
Yeah.
You know, I've got close buddies who I've been with for a long time. Like I said, these are my sports buddies that we have been doing things for years in going to games. But then, you know, the tentacles go out a little wider with other friends that maybe you don't see them as often, but they're still a good group of friends. So I would say there's a big group of friends, and then there's that close group
that
of friends.
Group.
Yeah.
And you need them both.
And then there's the wife.
And then there's the wife who, she reigns over all.
That's it. So anyway, it's Best Friends Day, National Best Friends Day. So kind of fun. What else you have coming up today?
Well, David, Archbishop Sample returns to his Friday chapel chats.
Oh, nice.
This week, he shares three questions he asked of the young people presenting themselves for confirmation. Let's see if you know the answers.
All right. Very good. And we'll give you an update on the wildfires that have been burning, too. So we'll have that for you in the news.
So we got a great show for you. This is Cody Roth and the reason for it all. You're listening to The Morning Blend right here on Mater Dei Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
Sleepy eyes, wake up, it's time to face the dawn. Child, rise, peer out, and spread your arms out wide, and embrace this brand new day. That cold hearts have all turned away. Arise, search the sky, wondering what will I become. And a voice soft and high sings a song no one has sung. Don't worry about your life. Don't worry about the future. Don't worry about the time you spend digging in the dark. Don't wonder who you are. You're a precious child. You are the reason for it all. The smallest spark. She looks into his eyes. Here's a voice. She must reason why these dreams of a clear blue sky hand in hand. They walk to sunshine. You said it. About your life. Don't worry about the future. Don't worry about the time you spend digging in the dark. Don't wonder who you are. You're a precious child. You are the reason for it all. You are the reason for it all.
Cody Roth and The Reason for It All. 7:10 at Mater Dei Radio. David and Brenda with you on the Morning Blend on this Tuesday morning. Well, Father Thomas Daly has a new book out. It's called Behold His Heart, and this is the perfect month for that. We'll tell you why right after the forecast.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Best Buy in Town Landscape Supply. Since 1984, Best Buy in Town has been supplying the area with landscape products and services, including bark dust blowing, rock, soil, sod, and recycler of yard debris. Located at 2200 Cornelius Pass Road in Hillsboro. Online at bestbuybark.com or 503-645-6665.
Please join Mater Dei Radio and Franciscan missionary Sister Anne Marie Warren with the morning offering.
O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, in union with this holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, in reparation for my sins, for the intentions of all my relatives and friends, and in particular for the intentions of the Holy Father. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
For more prayer resources and to let us know how we can pray for your intentions, please visit materdeiradio.com.
In a year that's filled many of us with weariness, anxiety, and stress, let us turn to St. Joseph. Mater Dei Radio is teaming up with Chris Stefanik and the team at Real Life Catholic to help you get to know Joseph. Get to know him as your friend, protector, and spiritual father. Join us on a journey with Joseph, a 36-episode personal development program featuring deeply theological reflections from Dr. Scott Hahn, Father Donald Calloway, Sister Josephine Garrett, Jason Everett, and more. It's time to live extraordinary in the ordinary. To learn more and register, go online to materdeiradio.com. That's materdeiradio.com. Hurry, because this powerful St. Joseph program begins on Thursday, June 17th. Discover more Jesus, more joy, and more purpose on this journey with Joseph from Real Life Catholic and Mater Dei Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
7:13 in Mater Dei Radio. Yeah, still probably a couple degrees cooler than average today, high around 68 degrees. There is a 50% chance of showers today, 30% chance tonight, low 48 degrees, and then a 50% chance of showers tomorrow, high of 69. Kind of that way right on through the week, looking at the forecast. So I guess it's one of those weeks where have a rain jacket, light rain jacket with you wherever you go, and you'll be just fine.
It is 54 degrees at the Proto-Cathedral of St. James the Greater in Vancouver.
And it is 54 degrees at St. Juan Diego Church in Portland.
True devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus moves us to ponder the unrelenting love of Jesus. Well, the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus is celebrated on June 11th, and in his new book, Behold This Heart, Father Thomas Daly explores this devotion with the wisdom of St. Francis de Sales. Father Daly is joining me today to help us get ready for this wonderful feast day. Good morning, Father. Thank you so much for joining the Morning Blend today.
Good morning, Brenda. Thanks for having me on.
For our listeners who maybe aren't familiar with the Salesian or Salesian spirituality, tell us a little bit about your order.
Yes, I'm a priest in the Oblates of St. Francis de Sales. Our patron saint is St. Francis de Sales, Bishop of Geneva. He lived in the 16th and 17th centuries. He's a doctor of the church. And the impetus, if you will, or the patron behind the tradition called Salesian spirituality.
Oh, wonderful. And then in your practice and study of this, of your patron saint, did St. Francis de Sales have a lot to say about this devotion to the Sacred Heart?
Well, not about the devotion per se, because the form of the devotion actually comes centuries later. But certainly Francis de Sales wrote a lot about the Sacred Heart of Jesus. In fact, his worldview was of a world of interconnected hearts. In other words, our ultimate destiny is to be connected in love with God and with neighbor, as the two great commandments state. And from that that vision, that worldview, he formulates an understanding of the human person as really driven by the heart. The heart becomes central to his teachings on prayer, to his understanding of redemption. The heart has a central role in his thinking and teaching and writing, and also in founding the religious order of the Visitation of Holy Mary, of which St. Margaret Mary, who is the apostle to the Sacred Heart, she was one of the, she was a visitation nun in France. And so the whole tradition of the Sacred Heart devotion is steeped in Salesian spirituality.
The name of the book is Behold This Heart, St. Francis de Sales and the Devotion to the Sacred Heart. It's out by Sophia Press. I'm speaking with the author, Father Thomas Daly, this morning. Well, trying to understand this devotion and then using the wisdom of St. Francis, you know, the importance of the feast day and how to celebrate it. You know, St. Francis de Sales lived in really what we might consider a much different world. So how can you live out the devotion despite all of our kind of maybe modern responsibilities?
Well, the beauty of the devotion, I think, is that it's universal and it's timeless, really. Because it's focused on the heart, and we all have one of those. It's obviously critical to our existence. And in a more theological sense, it is our identity. We are what we love. We act on what we love. We think about what we love. We feel the emotion of what we love. So it's the whole of being human is focused on or centralized in the human heart. And it's the human heart, the human person, that Jesus comes to redeem. And the perfection of the Sacred Heart, which is fully human and fully divine, is in fact what redeems us in love. It's a devotion that highlights the depth and extent of God's love for human beings. And that, I'm sure, is universal and timeless.
Well, Father, you know, St. Francis de Sales can guide us in this devotion, but there were also popes that had things to say about this, one being Pope St. Paul VI, and he called the Sacred Heart devotion the most effective means of promoting the reform of life and the defeat of atheism. You know, coming off of this pandemic year, I think many people are feeling a little disconnected from their own faith. So how can maybe this feast day, this devotion, be a means for us to really get back into a faith way of life?
Well, it's a powerful statement from Pope Saint Paul VI, and I think what he was aiming at is the idea that, you know, because the heart is so central to who we are as people, the more we can focus on that, the better. To reform our lives, we want to change our hearts. The devotion assists with doing that because it gets us prayerfully to focus on a perfect heart, the Sacred Heart. So spending time with that, praying before the image of a Sacred Heart, the imagery is so powerful. I think that's what has made the devotion so popular. But just coming to recognize how much we are loved by God, that is represented in that heart that is pierced and literally pours out every last drop of love for humanity. I think that's the key that Paul VI was talking about in terms of reforming our lives. Because the more we can appreciate how much we are loved, the more able we are to love one another. And I think he also links that with the defeat of atheism, because it shows that something natural and human, that is our hearts, inclines us towards the ultimate, absolute, greatest good, which is God. So quite naturally, if we ponder our own human hearts and really think about what we're seeking in this life, that leads us to God.
Oh, you say that so beautifully. And just listening to your words, I think about it can be difficult to relate our lives to that of Christ. He was fully human, but fully divine. And I think we focus on that divinity, but the heart, we all have the human heart as Christ did. And I think it's the way that we can make that devotion much more personal, the way that you have said that. This coming feast day, it is on Friday. What are just very real ways that we can celebrate this feast day on Friday? What are you planning to do to just really keep the devotion close to our hearts this Friday?
Well, sure. Friday is the designated solemnity of the Sacred Heart, and so the celebration of Mass on that day, the solemn celebration of Mass, is certainly a central element of the devotion. Folks also celebrate the Sacred Heart in the sense of a novena, where there are 9 days of praying, the 9 first Fridays, for instance, is part of the devotion. There are prayers specific to devotion to the Sacred Heart. In an appendix in the book, I include many of those prayers. Simply spending time with the Sacred Scriptures and reading some of the gospel stories about the heart of Jesus. The book also includes some meditations on those stories. So there are multiple ways to celebrate the Sacred Heart. I think the simplest is having an image of the Sacred Heart that you can look at. Maybe somewhere in your home you have that image, and just spending some time, you know, reminding ourselves of the love of God for us and how that can change the world. I think that's probably the easiest way to celebrate the devotion.
Oh, I think that is absolutely perfect. Always reminding ourselves that we are loved, and most importantly, we are loved by God. Father Thomas Daly joining me today as we talk about his new book, Behold This Heart. Where will our listeners be able to get a copy for themselves?
Well, it's certainly available online at sophiainstitute.com. It's also online at the major booksellers. I think any Catholic bookstore, if they don't have it, they can certainly order it. So it's pretty widely distributed.
Oh, excellent. We are looking forward to that. I appreciate your time today. Father Daly, before we go, can you end us in prayer?
Certainly. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and all your listeners, that the graces of the Sacred Heart may infuse your hearts with the knowledge of the love of God, so that you and your lives may also practice the love of neighbor, and therefore, hopefully, bring about the reform of our world.
Amen. And again, that is Father Thomas Daly. The name of the book, Behold This Heart, St. Francis de Sales and the Devotion to the Sacred Heart. I will be sure to add a link to where you can find a copy for yourself. And you'll find that link on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.
And it is 7:23 at Mater Dei Radio. David Brenda with you on the Morning Blend on this Thursday morning. Well, you and I, we have a fun time working here, Mater Dei Radio.
Absolutely.
Just wonderful. Well, how'd you like to be part of our team? We need a Leadership Circle ambassador. You hear our Leadership Circle members on the air all the time. These are organizations and businesses that support Mater Dei Radio. Well, we need an ambassador to help with our Leadership Circle. So if you go to our website, it's right there on the front page. Join our team. Have a great time working with Mater Dei Radio. I mean, just think about working with Brenda. How fun would that be?
Oh, don't want to scare him away.
No, anyway, information on our website, the Leadership Circle ambassador. Join our team. The website address, materdeiradio.com.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Dr. Mark Bianco, family dentist. Dr. Bianco practices family dentistry in the neighborhood of 122nd Avenue and Stark Street in Southeast Portland. Dr. Bianco, family dentist, online at biancodentistry.com or 503-252-1722. That's 503-252-1722.
The Catechism of the Catholic Church defines virtue as the habit and disposition to do good. It speaks of one of the 7 virtues as prudence, using reason and judgment to do good. The book of Proverbs speaks of the prudent person knowing where they are going. St. Thomas Aquinas spoke of relying on both prayer and a wise friend when a decision is to be made. As we navigate our spiritual journey, there's crossroads. Tough decisions require prudence. Keeping the Gospels close, we have a compass and a roadmap to deal with the sometimes difficult terrain of life, helping us to know where we are being led. Our prayer empowers our reason and judgment as the Holy Spirit shines forward the pathway. A wise friend is often the best instrument of divine guidance, listening and suggesting different avenues. This has been a bit of Catholic encouragement from Michael Gisondi.
Days are getting longer and the weather is starting to warm up. If you're like me, this time of year means you can get out the grill and enjoy some time with the family. Did you know that you can support Mater Dei Radio through everyday purchases when you shop for the cause? Whether it's purchases online through Amazon or groceries at Fred Meyer, you can help strengthen Catholic radio. For details, check out ways to give at materdeiradio.com, the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
It's joy. It's inspiration. It's the Morning Blend with David and Brenda on Mater Dei Radio.
It is 7:26 at Mater Dei Radio. We'll have the latest for you on wildfires and COVID. That's in the news.
And the shot of a lifetime lottery begins in Washington State. What should you do if your name is drawn? Mine's going to be drawn. I just have a feeling, David.
I hope so.
We'll have that plus more coming up for you in news. This is Kara Klein and Catch Me. You're listening to The Morning Blend right here at Mater Dei Radio.
To risk it all, I've climbed this high.
is Kara Klein and Catch Me. 7:30 at Mater Dei Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
Archbishop Alexander Sample of Portland returned to his Friday chapel chats. Due to his scheduling for confirmations, Archbishop Sample has not had his regular Friday night discussions since April 30th. In his June 4th chat, the Archbishop shares three questions he has been asking of those receiving their confirmation.
So here's what I did with the young people this year. I asked them to reflect with me on three questions. Number one, who am I? Number two, why am I here? And number three, what is my greatest desire in life? And as always, when I give these homilies at confirmation, I'm speaking, of course, primarily to the young people, but I know I'm also speaking to the rest of the congregation that's gathered there, the sponsors, the families, and the friends of the candidates. Because, you know, I think we all need to hear certain messages to revive and renew our faith.
Archbishop Sample also thanked God for getting us through the pandemic and said he hopes that by the end of this month, all restrictions and distancing rules are going to be lifted.
Yeah, that's great.
The three hard, there's yeah. no good answer. I mean, that is the fundamental questions everybody
yeah.
asked themselves.
Very good. Well, a little more positive news out of northeastern Oregon, where a wildfire that began over the weekend has slowed thanks to cooler weather and efforts by crews battling the blaze. The Joseph Canyon Fire, about 23 miles southwest of Lewiston, Idaho, on the Oregon-Washington border, has burned about 4,000 acres in rugged terrain. It was fueled by strong winds on Saturday. Six specialized crews, a dozen fire engines, and seven helicopters working to contain the fire, with additional resources on the way, according to the U.S. Bureau of Land Management. Meantime, another blaze burning about 10 miles southeast of the Joseph Canyon Fire. That has grown to 1,600 acres in the Hell's Canyon National Recreation Area. So it is nice to get a little cooler weather. Help the firefighters for sure.
The Archdiocese of Portland has announced the 2021 new assignments for 13 priests and two transitional deacons who will be ordained priests in the coming weeks. The reassignments are effective July 1st, unless it is noted, and more assignments, they say, are expected in the near future. A few of those assignments are Father Scott Bayer, our friend over
yeah.
at St. Anthony's in Tigard. He will be the administrator of St. Paul's Catholic Church in St. Paul.
Nice.
Father Hans Mueller at Holy Trinity in Beaverton is now the administrator at St. Juan Diego in Northwest Portland. Deacon Randy Wong, he is currently a transitional deacon
right.
at Christ the King in Milwaukee. His new assignment will be as parochial vicar at Immaculate Conception in Staten, St. Catherine of Siena Mission in Mill City, and Our Lady of Lourdes in Jordan, St. Patrick's Mission in Lyons. He's going to be putting a lot of miles on
yeah,
his car, I
very
think.
Nice. That's got to be exciting, though.
Oh,
huh?
yeah, so yeah. exciting. And then our other good friend, Deacon Tony Galati.
Yeah.
His current assignment, he's in a pastoral internship at St. James Parish in McMinnville. He will be parochial vicar at Holy Trinity Parish
right.
in Beaverton.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
Our prayers for all of them.
Absolutely. Well, it is the lowest daily total since February, as state health officials reported only 125 new or presumed new cases of COVID in Oregon yesterday and no deaths. Typically, numbers are a little lower on Mondays due to weekend reporting. While generally on the downward trajectory, hospitalizations climbed back up above 200 occupied beds statewide. Saturday, though, was the first time hospitalizations dropped below 200 since mid-April. And once Oregon hits the 70% vaccination rate, OSHA says it will drop the mask mandates in the workplace. There would be some exceptions, like healthcare facilities, and employers could still choose to require masks as well. So some numbers there for you.
Well, if you got vaccinated in Washington State, you are most likely in the drawing to win a big cash prize of $250,000.
Yeah.
That's today.
Oh, really?
With even bigger prizes coming in July. The vaccination appreciation prizes are part of the state's latest efforts to get people vaccinated in a campaign called Shot of a Lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
The drawing for 249 total prizes starts at 8 a.m. at the Washington Lottery headquarters in Olympia. You're not going to see any fanfare. It's going to be done in a vault room with a couple of computers and just a few people, including an auditor. The prizes range from cash to gift cards, game tickets, and jerseys. People who win will receive a call or email starting as early as Tuesday night, but most likely starting Wednesday morning. The call will come from a verified lottery employee. You will need to confirm you are a Washington State resident and you have 72 hours to respond and claim your prize. So be listening. Check your messages.
I like that. So if you don't come in tomorrow, I'll know why.
Oh, I don't think so. The big prize today is $250,000.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Not quite enough to retire.
All righty. Well, still.
So, but I might get a new kitchen if I did win.
There you go. You can dream for sure. Well, in sports, tough day for both Oregon and Oregon State's baseball teams playing in regional finals, hoping to win in advance to the Super Regionals of the college baseball playoffs. Both teams lost. Can you believe that? Neither one got through.
I'm from San Diego. Of course I can believe that all your teams lose.
Yeah, well, there you go. In the afternoon contest in Fort Worth, Texas, the Beavers fell to Dallas Baptist 8-5 after leading 5-0. They gave up 8 straight runs and lose it. So in the night contest, the Ducks were playing their regional final at home at PK Park against LSU. Oregon also had the lead going into the late innings, but the Tigers scored 3 runs in the bottom of the 8th to win 9-8. So
it always happens in one inning. Why is that?
I know it.
Those bats get hot. Yeah.
So that's a tough day for Ducks and Beavers fans for baseball.
Father Paul O'Sullivan writes about many things in his book, An Easy Way to Become a Saint. Apparently, it's pretty easy, he says. In his books, he mentioned the big hitters for becoming a saint, such as the sacraments of confession and Holy Communion, visits to the Blessed Sacrament, praying the rosary, you know, et cetera, things like that. What we don't normally hear about as another means for our holiness is through sanctifying our sleep.
Oh,
becoming a saint through sleep. Okay. I like that.
I do like that.
Here are some epic quotes from the book. That literally makes this a game changer. He says, you ought to say our night prayer slowly and devoutly, asking for a good night's rest. Getting good rest is even more crucial if you work hard, love your family hard, and pray hard.
Mm.
So if you are devoted during the day, you need that nighttime to rest, replenish your soul so you can do it again. He says also, let us offer our sleep to our Lord in union with his sleep during his life on earth. This logic makes sense as we offer our suffering to Christ's suffering on the cross. As priests through the Roman breviary unite their prayers to Jesus' prayers as the Father. We unite our prayers, we unite our suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus slept.
Yeah.
And so did we. And then lastly, he says, our dear guardian angel is with us all night watching over us, just as a tender mother watches over her sick child. Say a few loving words to your dear angel before closing your eyes.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he always says, and if you find yourself unable to sleep, right, offer up those 3 hours the way that our Lord suffered on the cross for those 3 hours. And that rest will come to you that way.
Great thought. Yeah, those are neat.
It's time to find out what's going on in our Catholic community.
And coming up on Wednesday at 6:30 is the Catholic in Recovery meetings at St. Wenceslas Parish in Scappoose. Those suffering from addictions and unhealthy attachments are invited to the meetings. What is said in meetings is confidential, advice not given, and there is no fee. Please check with organizers for current COVID-19 protocols. And remember, you can find the details on these and other events on the community calendar at materdayradio.com.
So what's our interview coming up?
Monuments, marvels, and miracles.
Ooh, I like that. Stay with us after the forecast.
Holy Family Catholic Clinic is a proud member of Mater Dei Radio's Leadership Circle. Located at 21810 Willamette Drive in West Lynn, Holy Family Catholic Clinic is Christ-centered and provides superior, compassionate, life-affirming health care to patients of all ages. Holy Family Catholic Clinic offers medical services that are in adherence to Catholic moral teaching and bioethics, honoring the sanctity of life from conception to natural death. Learn more at holyfamilyclinic.com. That's holyfamilyclinic.com.
Hi, I'm Father Jeff Irvin, Vocation Director for the Archdiocese of Portland. Join Mater Dei Radio and the Archdiocese of Portland Office of Vocations as we unite in prayer with all young men and women to know their vocation. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you have created me to know, love, and serve you. I know there are many ways in life to fulfill this calling, but of them all, there is one way, especially for me, one by which I will become a saint. Help me to desire what you desire for me. I pray that you send the Holy Spirit into my mind, my heart, and my soul, so that I will have the courage to follow you in all things. Mary, my mother, help me to say yes to God's will as you did. Jesus, my Lord and Savior, help me to love as you love. If it is your will that I am called to serve you as a priest or consecrated person, give me the grace and strength to follow you with joy to the end. Amen.
For more prayer resources and to let us know how we can pray for your intentions, please visit materdeiradio.com.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Best Buy in Town Landscape Supply. Since 1984, Best Buy in Town has been supplying the area with landscape products and services, including bark dust blowing, rock, soil, sod, and recycler of yard debris. Located at 2200 Cornelius Pass Road in Hillsboro. Online at bestbuybark.com or 503-645-6665.
This is Archbishop Alexander Sample of the Archdiocese of Portland in Oregon, inviting you to join me for the Voice of the Shepherd. I always look forward to our time together to discuss issues that matter most to our families and to the church.
Catch the Voice of the Shepherd with Portland Archbishop Alexander Sample and me, Dina Marie, your host, each Tuesday night at 7:30, Saturday afternoon at 3:30, and Sunday morning at 7:30 on Mater Dei Radio, leading souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.
It is 7:52 here at Mater Dei Radio. Well, clouds, they're going to be the rulers of the day. A few sprinkles might even fall in the afternoon. So our daytime high is still sitting in the upper 60s across the region. And then tonight we cool off, getting to near 50 degrees. We have a low chance of rain just about every day this week. Friday looks to be maybe a little bit bigger of a rain day, but looks ahead, maybe a very nice weekend.
All right, very nice. You know what this would typically be on Saturday?
What's that?
The Rose Festival Parade.
Is it really?
Yeah.
But it's not happening.
It's not happening. No. Oh. So, but anyway, just I was thinking about that, looking at the cloudy skies, because there's been some really nice days for the parade and some rainy days for the parade. Currently 48 degrees at St. Thomas More Newman Center in Eugene.
And it is 53 degrees at Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Beaverton.
Hi, I'm Mary Harrell from Mater Dei Radio. Well, America has got faith. You will find it in every state. Grand cathedrals, tiny chapels, miracle shrines, underwater statues, even blessed dirt. And finding these sacred places hasn't been easy until now. Author Marian Amberg has made it easy for you in her new book, Monuments, Marvels, and Miracles, A Traveler's Guide to Catholic America. And it is taking you to more than 500 of the country's most intriguing holy sites, each with a riveting story to tell. Marian is an award-winning book author and freelance journalist. Marian, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Mary. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, gosh. Marian, give us the scoop on how this book came to be. Have you just spent your life going to all these 500 places? Are you ever home? Or are you always on the road? What's the story behind it?
What's the story behind this? Well, I had done a lot of travel writing on holy sites for both secular publication and non-secular publications. And one day the thought occurred to me, what would I write about if I had to write about the same thing, the same topic for the rest of my life? And it came up, cathedrals, churches, shrines, holy sites, because it has history, it has culture, architecture, art, and the stories behind some of these places are just incredible. So I put together a book proposal and sent it to our Sunday Visitor, and that's the story of the book.
And that's the story. I love it. That's the roadmap of the book. Marian, we're right on the cusp of summer. A lot of families are looking at road trips, about heading out and seeing new places. Some of your sightseeing places here are really unexpected. Tell us about that underwater statue and some of your more unusual stops you mentioned in the book.
The underwater statue is in Florida, and it's You can snorkel your way out there. You can,
whoa,
you know, it's underwater. It's a statue of Christ. And a lot of people, there are people who even get married in front of the statue of Christ.
Oh, my.
And he has his arms, his hands lifted up. So snorkelers or people who are divers or are going in, they go down and they touch the statue and then they bless themselves. Well, they're in holy water after all.
Oh, that's clever. I'm speaking with Marian Amberg about her new book, Monuments, Marvels, and Miracles, A Traveler's Guide to Catholic America, out by Our Sunday Visitor. Marian, some authors claim, you know, to take a nationwide lens, but then they really only end up focusing on the East Coast or maybe on the South or their own area. But not you. You have really got every corner of America covered in this book. How did you cast such a wide net?
Well, I wanted all 50 states because every state, every geographic region has its own story. They have the stories of the immigrants, the settlers, and every state has a particular, something unique to that particular state. So I wanted every state. And so I had a 10-prong approach to research, to finding these various places. And each one of the sites in the book is either a monument, a marvel of some sort, or it has a miracle story behind it.
Mm. Marian, how did this affect your own faith, researching all these ways that either through miracles or saints or the founding of churches, to see our faith spread so richly throughout our country?
One of the things that really hit home for me as I was writing this book is the number of holy people in this country. You know, they may be blessed or servants of God or venerable, but so many holy people and so many places that are built as an answer to prayer. One thing that really hit me in particular is what I call, other people call, the War Rosary. During World War II, there are three churches in the book where during World War II, they prayed the Rosary at Sunday Mass for the parishioners, soldiers that were off the war, that were in harm's way. At these three parishes, every soldier came home alive.
Wow.
And a couple of these parishes continued that Sunday rosary during the Vietnam and Korean conflicts. Again, every soldier lived to tell about it. So the power of prayer, that hit me immensely.
Wow.
You know, it's inspired me to pray more and to expect more when I'm praying. You know, don't hold back. Pray for what you really want and then watch God come to pass.
Mm. I love those stories. I feel like they're not passed on as frequently to our children as they used to be in previous generations. The power of prayer and local stories like that too, not national big things, but small things. That's a beautiful story. Marian, did you road trip a lot as a kid? How did you come to have this love?
No. I'm a farm kid. I grew up on a farm in West Central Minnesota and no, because we had livestock, you know, we had to take care of, you know, feed the livestock. So there wasn't much road tripping at all. But when I left home, I started doing some freelance journalism, and I happened to get into it at a time when airfare was really cheap. I could get a round trip ticket from Minneapolis to Texas for $90. I would get on the plane.
Oh.
Go write these stories. Hotels, these small town motels were like $20 a night. So it was really cheap and I could do that. So that's how I kind of fell in love with travel writing.
Wow. Marian, who do you see using this book? Do you see it really as a family manual for going across the country together or for retirees? Who do you see using it the most?
Everybody. I think it's a great tool for families, even if you're just going, even if you're on a staycation and you have to stay home or travel within, you know, 150 miles, start planning your trips out of your backyard, because more than likely, there are some holy sites that you've never been to, or you've never heard of within a maybe 200-mile radius of your home. So it's a great thing for families, especially if you want them to learn more about answered prayer or a particular saint. This being the year of St. Joseph, if you're in the Midwest, stop in Missouri at the Shrine of St. Joseph. That has two miracles there. It's great for retired people. It's also a good book for just reading if you want to learn about the history of Catholicism in the United States. This book captures a lot of that as well.
Mm. Marian, you mentioned the war rosaries at the parishes. That's a beautiful story. Are there any ones that really that highlight the spirit of America or the saints, that American-born saints, any of your favorite spots in the books you want to mention before we're done?
Well, the favorite spot in the book happens to be a place that is about 100 miles from where I grew up. And I didn't learn about it until I was in my late 20s. And it's called the Grasshopper Chapel. And during the 1870s, there was a horrific locust plague that hit the belly of the country. And in this particular town, Cold Spring, Minnesota, they had nothing. I mean, the locusts ate everything to the ground. And so the people and the priests, they built a chapel to Maria Hilf, which is German for Mary, help, kind of an imperative name. Mm. And as soon as they started building the chapel, the locusts took off. And even Laura Ingalls, she writes about the locust plague in her book on the banks
of Plum Creek. I was just going to say.
Yes. Wow. And she writes about it. So it was a big deal, very, very big deal. And so this miracle of the grasshoppers, of the locusts leaving, it's very well documented. And it's now believed that the Rocky Mountain locust is extinct. Really? So Mary not only defeated the plague, exterminated the critter.
Gosh, that should be in the litany. Mary, exterminator of locusts. Someone should put that in.
Yeah, definitely.
Again, the book is Monuments, Marvels, and Miracles, A Traveler's Guide to Catholic America. Ask about it at your local Catholic bookstore. And Marian, go ahead and tell our listeners where they can find it online.
Online, you can find it on Amazon, any of your major booksellers. It's also available from Our Sunday Visitor at osvcatholicbookstore.com.
Fantastic.
Just do a search online and many, many booksellers will pop up.
I love it. Everyone, hit the road this summer. It's time to get out and see more of your faith across the country. Marian, thanks so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you very much.
It is 7:53 here at Mater Dei Radio. If you head to our webpage, materdeiradio.com, right at the top of the page, you will see a sweet picture of our Lord Jesus staring up at his foster father, Joseph. And if you click on that link, what it will do is it will give you access to sign up for Krista Fanick's new series on St. Joseph. When you sign up through our webpage, well, you're also supporting Mater Dei Radio at the same time. So check out all the information. You're going to find it at the top of the page at materdeiradio.com.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Dr. Mark Bianco, family dentist. Dr. Bianco practices family dentistry in the neighborhood of 122nd Avenue and Stark Street in Southeast Portland. Dr. Bianco Family Dentist, online at biancodentistry.com or 503-252-1722. That's 503-252-1722.
The bridge between your faith and everyday life. This is Mater Dei Radio. KBBM Portland, Salem, Vancouver. KMME Cottage Grove, Eugene, Springfield. Translator K235BF, Eugene. And streaming at materdeiradio.com.
This is the saint of the day for June 8th from the Franciscans and St. Anthony Messenger Press. Today we celebrate Blessed Isabel of France. Isabel was born into a family of note. Her father was King Louis VIII of France, her mother the saintly Queen Blanche of Castile. Her brother would become Saint Louis. But Isabel had her own remarkable gifts. She showed an early interest in education and came to excel in Latin. Although she pursued more traditionally feminine interests such as embroidery, she also delighted in working with the poor and the sick. While living at the royal palace, Isabel voluntarily lived the life of a nun and fasted 3 days a week. On those days, when she did eat, she kept almost nothing for herself but gave the choicest food to the sick. Isabel's deepest desire was to give herself entirely to God. She made a perpetual vow of virginity as a young woman, despite the hopes of many that she would enter into a marriage that would result in a powerful church-state alliance. Toward the end of her life, Isabel founded the Franciscan Monastery of the Humility of the Blessed Virgin Mary in Paris. She lived there quietly for 9 years until her death in 1270, though she herself never became a nun. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, franciscanradio.org. From the Franciscans and St. Anthony Messenger Press, this is Saint of the Day.
A great way to support Mater Dei Radio is through our Leadership Circle. These are businesses and organizations whose names you hear on the air every day. They believe in our mission of providing the region with positive Catholic radio programs of faith and hope. Simply put, our Leadership Circle members keep our broadcast strong through their financial generosity. If you run a business or organization, please join us. We need you. Information on our Leadership Circle at materdeiradio.com.
They're not baristas, but they do serve up a good cup of joy. It's the Morning Blend with David and Brenda on Mater Dei Radio.
7:57 in Mater Dei Radio, and a new drug for Alzheimer's disease receives approval. We'll have the details for you in the news.
And after news, right after news, you're going to get an opportunity to win some swag from the Morning Blend. We've got a giveaway coming up in our news segment, and that's in just about 3 minutes. So stay with us. This is Dave Moore and Arise. You're listening to the Morning Blend on Mater Dei Radio, leading souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.
We'll be right back.
That is Dave Moore and Arise.